This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, October 20th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. In the report this week, thousands of workers rally in London to demand an end to a public sector wage cap. U.S. laborers warning that negotiations for a new North American trade agreement is headed to disaster. And the Labor Start report about union events around the world. This is Radio Labor. Public sector workers in the United Kingdom have been under an almost complete wage freeze for 7 years and are fighting back. C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
In the United Kingdom on Tuesday, October 17th, thousands of workers demonstrated in front of the Parliament buildings demanding fair wage increases, especially for public employees. Pay rises for most public sector workers have been effectively capped at 1% each year since 2013. Before that, there was a two-year freeze on pay for all but the lowest paid workers. The rally in front of Parliament was organized by the British Trades Union Congress. Frances O'Grady is the General Secretary of the TUC.
The Prime Minister has spoken. She talked about the sacrifice that public service workers have made, as if they had a choice. Public servants weren't given a say in the matter. They've had 7 years of pay freezes and pay cuts imposed on them. They've been forced to work harder for less, while this government has lined the pockets of corporate Britain with tax giveaway after tax giveaway. So much for a country that works for everyone. We will send a message to Mrs. May. 5 million hard-working public servants need a pay rise. The public backs it. Now just tell the Treasury to get on with it. No cherry-picking. All public servants deserve a pay rise, and they deserve it now.
Paul Nowak is the TUC's Deputy General Secretary.
We are here to send a message across the road to the Palace of Westminster, up the road to Whitehall and to Downing Street. Britain needs a pay rise. Britain's public servants need a pay rise. And it's time the government delivered a pay rise.
Dave Prentice is the General Secretary of Unison, one of the largest public sector unions in the UK.
In the first 6 years of the Tory rule, public service pay rose by just 4%, but the cost of living went up by over 22%. Every year of pay cuts, every pay slip, a painful reminder, struggling to get by, struggling to afford the basics. The Tories, they call it prudence. The Tories, they call it restraint. We call it inhuman.
Mary Boustead is the co-general secretary of the National Education Union.
So many people live in poverty. Now teachers know about this. Every day in schools, teachers teach children who don't get enough to eat, whose home lives are destroyed by poverty, by inequality, who live in overcrowded housing, who lead insecure lives. The Tories came to power. That's what happens to most vulnerable.
Mark Sirotka is the General Secretary of the Public and Commercial Services Union, PCS.
We are not interested in 1.2% or 1.3% or 1.9%. Inflation today is confirmed at 3% by the government's dodgy figures and 3.9% by the real index. So let's be clear when we demand 5% for everybody. Anything less than 3% is the 10th consecutive year of pay cuts. So we say no pay cuts this year for anyone, and let's claw back some of the thousands of pounds that our members have lost after a decade of pay restraint. Solidarity to you wonderful public sector workers. Let's stay united, take action together above inflation for every single one of us.
A poll conducted for the TUC shows that 76% of voters in the UK support giving the workers a decent wage increase. This is Seymour Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
One of the largest trading blocks in the world is managed by the trade deal between Canada, Mexico, and the United States. It's called the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. Negotiations are now being conducted to renew or cancel the agreement. Meanwhile, the largest labor federation in the U.S., the AFL-CIO, is warning that the talks may end disastrously for workers. Celeste Drake is a trade policy specialist with the AFL-CIO.
Let's start with transparency. Are the three countries, the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, negotiating openly so that we know the rules of the new NAFTA that will apply to us? No, they are not. They are still negotiating behind closed doors with secret texts. They're failing on that front. What about labor? Will the new NAFTA contain rules that ensure workers have the freedom to join together and negotiate for higher wages and better working conditions? The U.S. proposal is not targeted to protect workers, particularly workers in Mexico. The Canadian proposal is much better and would offer better protections to ensure workers have freedoms. Where will it end up? We just don't know. What about investment? Will the new NAFTA continue to give foreign corporations access to private tribunals where they can challenge our laws and our regulations? We just don't know. What about currency? Will the new NAFTA ensure that the three countries can't play games with their currency to gain a trade advantage over the other ones? We just don't know. Finally, what about content? Will the new NAFTA contain rules that ensure high North American content so that we can be confident that our workers will have more jobs and higher wages? We just don't know. So what do we know? These negotiations are moving really quickly, and unless they improve it and make sure that the content and the rules are good for working families, it's going to be a disaster.
Now here with his report about union events around the world is Labour Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the average of 315 news stories added to our site each day last week. Our top stories section included links to stories about the danger faced by union activists in Guatemala, how the hotel workers union is mobilizing against attacks on immigrant workers in the United States, and calls for a new international agreement on fighting modern slavery. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. Education workers in Mauritius started a hunger strike in an effort to win a living wage. 15,000 Canadian community college instructors canceled classes in a dispute over job security and the quality of education. Public sector workers in Barbados walked off the job in a wage dispute. Tobacco farm workers downed tools in the United States in an effort to win a living wage. And bus drivers in Papua New Guinea shut down public transport across the country after one of their comrades was assaulted by police. Our top working women's stories included coverage of a study of the glass ceiling across Europe, how the author of a report on workplace sexual harassment in a fire service was hounded out of her job in Australia, and on the woman who won the Freedom from Fear Award for her work on human rights in American sports. The Health and Safety Newswire, rerun in cooperation with Hazards magazine, carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the deaths of three hockey arena workers in Canada, the murder of a crusading Maltese journalist, and calls for a commission of inquiry into mine safety in South Africa. Currently, Labour Start is running 7 online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from Labour Start, reporting for Radio Labour.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labour's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.